The title of the sermon is actually says practicing, but sometimes things get lost in emails and those kind of things. And I know we were rushing around all over the place, but it's actually practicing gratitude. So we'll just keep that in mind. There are many definitions of what it means to be a practicing and healthy Christian. For some of us, it is faith and belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. For others, it's working hard for peace and justice issues. For some, it's being in church on Sunday morning. For others, it's always praying and always being involved in a Bible study. We all have our own definitions of what we feel is most important in practicing our Christian faith. For me, one of the greatest definitions of what it means to be a practicing and believing Christian is found in the story read this morning from the Gospel of Luke about the healing of the 10 lepers. It goes to the heart of what it means to have a healthy and vital faith. I think it starts with the gift of life. And as Christians, we see that our God in Christ is the giver of life. So therefore, it seems that the basic human response to God is gratitude. Not fear or guilt or dread, but thanksgiving and praise. We all know that prior to taking communion, we listen to and respond to what is called the great prayer of thanksgiving. The minister says, quote, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God," end quote, and the people respond with, "It is right to give our thanks and praise." It then goes on to say, "Eternal God, holy and mighty, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise and to worship you in every place where your glory abides," end quote. On the way to Jerusalem near Samaria, Jesus and his disciples encounter 10 men with leprosy. One cannot exaggerate the social alienation and isolation of these 10 men. They traveled together as a group, I guess, to support one another because they were not welcomed anywhere, in town or at social events, not even in the synagogue. People lived in dread of leprosy because they did not understand it, and it was thought to be very, very contagious. So they lived alone, even banished from their family and from their loved ones. So upon seeing Jesus, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus does. He tells them to go and show the priests, and the priests have the power to determine who is clean and who is unclean. And while on their way to the home of the priests, they are all healed. They are made well. But one comes back and falls on his face and worships Jesus and offers praise and thanksgiving and gratitude. Jesus inquires about the other 9, but then says to this one man, "Get up and go on your way, for your faith has made you well." What does that mean? Your faith has made you well. Was this one healed leper more well, healthier than the other 9? Is there a connection between faith and gratitude? Obviously, this man recognized a gift and returned to say thank you. So by the standards of Jesus, there is a relationship between faith and gratitude, because faith without gratitude is not faith at all. There is something life-giving about gratitude. So I think Jesus is saying there is more to being well and healthy than a person's physical and medical condition. Being grateful, being thankful is at the heart of God's hope for each of us. I say that because I refer to the story in the reading from Jeremiah. Mind you, this prophet, Jeremiah, is in exile with his people, having been taken captive by the Babylonians. They long to come back to Jerusalem. They are upset at their plight. They hate their surroundings. They feel beaten and downtrodden because they are in this foreign country. But what does the prophet tell them to do? He, in effect, tells them that they find themselves in this terrible situation because of what they have done, or because of what others have done to them, or that indeed this is the result of unfaithfulness on their part. Remember, Jeremiah told his people a long time ago that the land they occupied would be taken from them. They didn't change. And that's a tough message. And sometimes people and societies and nations and churches and congregations find themselves in situations of their own making. So what does the prophet say? He tells them to start living again. Build houses, plant gardens, get married, pray constantly, and be faithful and make their current situation better, because as you do that, you will benefit as well. The prophet Jeremiah seems to be saying that instead of being critical, blaming someone else, one needs to examine the situation and see how one can be made well and healed by faith, even though current situations are not perfect. The prophet calls his people to lead a way of life, even in bad times, that will unite the body of Christ, that brings healing and reconciliation, that sets gratitude and thanksgiving as centerpieces of life, so that we recognize both the uncertainty and the promise of the future. I was watching a TV commentary the other night, and talking on stage was a former beauty contestant who had a small child. But this mother had been diagnosed with an incurable brain disorder, which she acknowledged would shortly take her life. But there she was, looking wonderful with a full smile, participating in a national debate. Not grouchy or begrudging, but taking her situation and using it to highlight her life and how grateful she was to be alive at that moment. That was a testimony of faith. She was practicing gratitude, which is a testimony of faith. The 10 lepers, the 9 almost seemed as though they were entitled to being healed. They were physically healed. But what about that inner healing? That inner core of who we are that remained diseased, because only the one leper knew what was important. What is at the heart of faith, which is gratitude and praise and thanksgiving in all circumstances, not just when things go our own personal way. We might recall seeing tapes of Lou Gehrig saying goodbye to Yankee fans and baseball fans after becoming afflicted with what is called Lou Gehrig's disease. And you remember the tape, and he's saying, "I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." How can you say that? With what that disease was beginning to affect his body, but he was thankful and grateful, and therefore he was healed. When President Reagan told the nation he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, his message still was one of giving thanks and offering hope. That's faith. That's gratitude. That's the Christian message. What of us? What of our lives and this congregation? In the face of all challenges, large and small, can we always be thankful and express gratitude for the gifts from our Lord? Folks who cannot express gratitude and thanksgiving are folks who do not know how to experience the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says, rejoice, give thanks, and praise in all things. I was attending this past week in North Carolina a gathering of good friends and spouses whom we had known for some 45 years. In attendance for me was a special person. He was the Dean of Students at Union Theological Seminary in Richmond when I was a junior in college. When I sent a letter of inquiry as a junior in college about that seminary because I was thinking of going into the ordained ministry. Later that semester, he came on campus to visit me in Western PA. He took me out to dinner. He treated me royally. It was like the NFL draft. I felt recruited. And through that relationship, I came to the conclusion that the Lord was calling me to go there, which is what I did. Never regretted that decision. Bob Martin was his name. He mentored me and many others through those years of seminary. In fact, he preached my ordination sermon in my home church in Pennsylvania. Seeing him now, though, all these years later, having been racked with cancer, many operations on his face and throat and mouth, the loss of weight, the face drawn in, much softer voice, very fragile, somewhat bent over, was a very difficult sight to see. But we all, some 30 of us, sat in a circle talking and laughing about the past, and Bob was right there in it. His words of wisdom, still full of faith. His prayers, still vibrant. He gave thanks and rejoiced with us and to his Lord Jesus Christ. He might have been racked with cancer, but was practicing gratitude. Thanking God. When we practice gratitude, we're thanking God. We're saying God is alive. That made him well, even though he had cancer. Bob was and is a man of faith who was racked by cancer, which turned his life upside down, but he was healed and made well and whole by his faith. By thanking God and practicing gratitude, which is an acknowledgement of the presence of an active and living Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Practice gratitude for all of God's gifts, large and small, for times when life is pleasant and when life is unpleasant. Being thankful and grateful to God is at the heart of our relationship with Jesus Christ and the communities in which we live. As one writer put it, in the morning we pray to our Lord, help me. And in the evening we pray to our Lord, thank you. Being thankful and expressing gratitude in all things is a way of saying my Lord is alive and my faith has made me well. Amen.